Today's daf is Yuma Daf Tes, and we are 8 lines from the top of Daf Tes Amid Aleph, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Rufu Shalema, for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Yitzchak Elio Ben Shoshana Bracha, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Gittel Necha Basara Chava, Chaya Devora Basara Sprintza, and Bela Bashendo Racha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos. The Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibodo L'Chayim Toivim Rav Moshe Chayim. So at the very end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara asked the Kash. The Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yoimaki Purim Mafrishin Koyin Godol Mibesoy L'Lishkas Parhedrin. So the Gemara brought a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, V'chi Lishkas Parhedrin Hoysa? Was that really the name of the chamber that the Kohen Gadol was put in 7 days prior to Yom Kippur? V'aloi Lishkas Balvati Hoysa. The name of the chamber was Lishkas Balvati. And Rabbi Yehuda explained, B'tchila ha'yukoyen Hoysa Lishkas Balvati. And then later they changed the name to Lishkas Parhedrin. Why? A Balvati is an officer. A Parhedrin are also officers. However, they differ greatly in terms of rank and file. Balvati were more prestige officers, whereas the Parhedrin were of a lower level, ad kidei kach, that their term only lasted for 12 months, and every Yud Beis Chodesh, there would be turnover. Once upon a time, the Kohen Gadol was zoicha to arichas yamim. And as a result, the lishka that he was put into was referred to as the lishkas Parhedrin. As the Lishkas Balvati, to symbolize the fact that he's like the Balvati. He's an officer of tremendous chashivas who has a term that can last for a very long time. However, Ba'achris Hayamin, there was a point in history where things began to spiritually devolve. So much so that every single year there was another Kohen Gadol. Every year there was another Kohen Gadol. They were Kippar Hedrin Halalu Shemachlifin Oysam Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh. Lafichach, it was for that reason they changed the name of the Lishka, and Hayukoyren Oysa, they would call it Lishkas Parhedrin. So on that note, says the Gemara. And Yuma Daf Tes is a daf that needs an asterisk next to it, as it's a classic Shabbat classic dafin, hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba, specifically as it relates to Tisha B'Av and the inyanim of Churban, inyanim of understanding nuances between the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, Be'ezus Hashem. The rate bite at the end of yesterday's daf was very much an introduction to today's daf. And on that note, Zokta Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idichziv, what's pshat on the pasuk that says, Yiras Hashem toisif yamim, u'shnois rishoyim tiktsarna. So Yiras Hashem, if a person has Yiras Shamayim, toisif yamim, it causes arichas yamim, u'shnois rishoyim tiktsarna. However, if someone is a Rasha, then his years are going to be cut short. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, Yiras Hashem toisif yamim, zamikdash rishon. That pasuk in Mishle is a remez to the first base amikdash. Sha'amad arba meis ve'eser shanim. It stood for 410 years. V'lo yishim shubay, elu yudches kayhanim gedoylim. And during the 410 years, there were only 18 kayhanim gedoylim. The Vilna Goyin in the Agoy Sagra changes the Gerasa. He says, Shneim Asar Kehanim Gedoylem. Not 18 Kehanim Gedoylem, but 12 Kehanim Gedoylem. Either way, 410 years and either 18 or 12 Kehanim Gedoylem, depending on the Gerasa in the Gemara. Shneis Risham Tikitzarna, the end of that passing in Sefer Mishle, is referring to Zem Nikta Sheni, Shamad Arbe Meis Ves Rishana. It stood longer than Vayas Rishon, 420 years, not 410, but Vashimshu Ba Yoysim Mishalish Meis Kehanim. But there were more than 300 Kehanim Gedoylem. Now, says the Gemara, 300 Kehanim Gedoylem in 420 years is a very, very low ratio of Kohen Gadol to year. But it's even more once you do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic. Deduct from the 420 years, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik, the great Tzadik, was the Kohen Gadol. Ushmeinim Sheshim is Yoichin and Kohen Gadol. And the 80 years that Yoichin and Kohen Gadol served, Esa Sheshimesh Yishmol Ben Pabi, the 10 years of Yishmol Ben Pabi, V'amigla, some say Yud Al Sheshimesh Rabbi Lazar Ben Charsum, you could even take away the 11 years of Rabbi Lazar Ben Charsum, so it's going to come out, your number is going to be less than 300 years and 300 koyanim. Mikan ve'elach. So what do you see from here? Seve chashoiv kol echad ve'echad li'hoitzi shnasi. It would mean that each kohen gadol ended up serving less than a year. So yiras Hashem toisef yomim is referring to mikdash rishon. Ushnois risham tiktzarna is referring to mikdash sheni. And this is what we spoke about yesterday in the introduction to today's daf, which is that, of course, there were averis that happened during bayis rishon. First base of mikdash was destroyed. There were averis that happened during the second Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed. But one of the fundamental differences was that during Bayis Rishon, the corruption didn't affect the Kohuna, or certainly not the Kohuna Gedoyla. 18 Kohanim Gedoylim of 410 years. Or maybe even 12 Kohanim Gedoylim over 410 years. But during Bayis Sheni, it was Ushnois Rishoyim Tiktzorna. Rishoyim is referring to the Kohanim Gedoylim. They were Rishon, and because of their Rishis, therefore they never ended up living out the year, says the Gemara. So there's a very important Haggadah. The Bach sometimes adds a letter or a word, or takes out a letter and a word. Over here, the Bach adds a whole piece of Gemara. So the Gemara continues and says, "Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Turs." Rabbi Yochanan ben Turs has said, "Chol kach lama." What was the reason for this? The fisha you like chen oisa bedame, because the Kohen Gedolah, which is supposed to be a merit based system, it's supposed to go over Yerusha, but even then, only if the Yoyresh is a bar hachi. In the times of the second base of Mikdash, it was very different. It was being bought. The Amr Rab Asi. Just one anecdote to bring this point. Rab Asi said, "Tarkava the dinri ailale." Marta Baspaisis Liani Malka. Marta Baspaisis, who was a very wealthy woman, she gave Yana HaMelech a very large sum of money, so that Yeshua ben Gamla would be appointed as the Kohen Gadol. Regardless, this story is just a very small indication, a mashal, a ma'adav adayma, just an example of the point that the Gemara is making, an example of what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, and that is that Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim Mikdash Rishon, because then the Kohen Gadol was Biktusha V'Tahayra, B'zois Yovah Yaharon HaLakodesh, as opposed to Bayis Sheni. Then already it was being bought, it was with corruption. The corruption had very much permeated the Beis HaMikdash and the Avodah, certainly on the highest level, which was Kohen Gadol. And it's for that reason, Ushnois Risham Tiktzorna is referring to Bayis Sheni. Pashup Shat, why was it that people were paying to be Kohen Gadol? So if you read Sefer Yosifon, he says it's because being Kohen Gadol was a very important political position. Meaning it wasn't just a position of Kedusha, where you get to do the Avodah, you go into the Kodesh HaKadosh and Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur pivoted around the Kohen Gadol. But really, it was a position of power. Power corrupts, and it was an opportunity for people to be corrupt. Kohen Gadol had the ability to tax people. So it seemed that during Bayis Sheni, it wasn't just the Gavra that changed, but the Heftzah changed as well. The whole position of Kohen Gadol was a very different position. And a lot of the people that were buying the Kohuna Gedolah, they weren't paying for the opportunity to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. They were paying for the perks and all the fringe benefits and all the Shayarukis that came along with being Kohen Gadol. This was something that they very much wanted. Zok Gemara Vayta. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa said. So we mentioned one thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa said. We can mention another thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa said, and it's very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isinyan. He said, Mipnei ma'char v'shiloi. Why is it that Shiloi was destroyed? So again, we spoke a little bit yesterday about Shiloi. Shiloi was one of the places where the Mishkan stood. So the Yidden had the Mishkan for a total of 479 years. The gematria of Eidos Chaser, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEidos, HaEidos Chaser is begematria, 479. What's the Cheshbin? The Yidden built the Mishkan, Bashana HaShenes Letzesa Mitzrayim, the second year from when they left Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, almost 12 months to the day. That's the day of the Akamas HaMishkan, and they had it until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash 480 years from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. So it's simple math. It's 480 minus 1. The number is 479. Now, where was the Mishkan during that time? So it was in a bunch of places. It was in the Midbar for the first 39 years. Everyone knows that. Then the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, and they encamped in Gilgal for 14 years. Sheva Shekafshu, Sheva Shecholku, which the Gemara talks about in different places. It took 14 years for Yeshua ben Nun and Elazar Kohen Gadol to properly settle the land. And during those 14 years, the Yidden were stationed, the headquarters, the capital, so to speak, was Gilgal. That's where the Mishkan was. So the Mishkan was in Gilgal during that time. Then it traveled. It went to Shiloh, and it remained in Shiloh for a very long time. Very long time. 369 years. That's how many years it was in Shiloh. Shiloh was destroyed. The Mishkan was forced out of Shiloh. Noiv, Givon, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. But for the overwhelming majority of the 479 years of the life of the Mishkan was in one place. It was in Shiloh. Incidentally, Shiloh has been a place and ground zero for a lot of archaeological work. You can go to Shiloh today. Shiloh is in the West Bank, so at your own risk. But you can visit Shiloh today, and not just that. This is fascinating. You can walk on the Admas Kodesh that was once Shiloh. And it's really based on a Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. Ein bein Shiloh lebeis olamim elo. One, there's a sugya of Kedusha Rishayna, kitchel ha-shayta v'kitchel ha-zalavai. And one, there's no sugya of Kedusha Rishayna, kitchel ha-shayta v'kitchel ha-zalavai. So to walk on the Harabayis, the Rambam holds Yichayv Karis. But to walk on Shiloh, there's no problem. Yesh achre ha-heta, the Mishnah says. There was no iser to bring karbonos after Shiloh was destroyed, bechotz, because there was no remnants of Kedusha. So a person can actually walk today physically on the place, and the scientists have done a lot of work there, and they seem to have figured out where everything happened. But regardless, you definitely know in close proximity, you're standing to where the Mishkan once was, where Karbanos were once brought. And what's fascinating is that we spoke yesterday about the differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, the first Beis HaMikdash was of a higher Ramah. But the truth is that the Mishkan was an even higher. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Mishkan. We said we're limiting the Shmuz to Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. The Mishkan was on a higher Madrega. The Kalim that were used in Mishkan Shiloh were Moshe Rabbeinu's Kalim, Bitzalel's Kalim. They had an Aron, there were Luchos, there were Kruvim. These things all existed. The same Mishkan that the Yidden had in the Midbar, they had in Shiloh for 369 years. It's fascinating. But at some point, Shiloh was destroyed. And it was destroyed in the times of Eli HaKoyen. That's when it all came to an end. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa asked, why was it that Shiloh was destroyed? Meaning, we've heard so much over the years, every Tisha B'Av, why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Makar to all of that is today's daf. It's coming. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa asked the question that most of us probably never asked, and that is, why was Shiloh destroyed? That was a Churban too. It was a Mokum of Ashrois HaShchina of the highest level for 369 years. Why did it all come to an end? So he said, in Nesha, Hayva Shnei Dvarim. It's because they did two Averis in Shiloh. Gilei Arayis, Ubezoyin Kachim. Gilei Arayis, and they desecrated Kachim. The Gemara says, how do you know that? Gilei Arayis, Tachsiv. Because the Pasuk says, Ve'eli Zakeh Ma'oid. Eli was very old. V'sham es kol asher yasum banav l'chol Yisrael. And he heard what his sons were doing to the Yidden, specifically, the Isashi Yishkavun Hanoshim Hatsoivis Pesach Ayomai. Pashut Pshat, the Pasuk means that Eli heard that his sons, Chafni, Pinchas, they were being mezana with the women that were coming to Mishkan Shiloh to bring karbanos. So clearly it was Gilei Arayis. But the Gemara has to make a disclaimer. Even though Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan in Masechet Shabbos, that anyone that takes this pasuk literally is making a mistake, because that's not really what happened. However, something did happen, right? What did happen? I mean, the pasuk means something. So even if it shouldn't be taken literally, but there has to be some havana here. What it means is mitoich shesho es kineya, because they didn't bring the carbon of the women in the proper time, for whatever reason, they felt that they didn't want to bring the carbon in the appropriate time. So the Torah viewed it as if they committed Gilei Arayis. So what's the connection? Women were tame. They came to the Beis HaMikdash, they want to bring a carbon. Now, until they're able to bring a carbon, they're going to remain tame, which means they're going to be usher to their husband. So we're dealing with a Yeledes or a Zava, whatever exactly it is. But there's going to be some form of Iser. By virtue of the fact that the Bnei Eli didn't bring these Karbanos right away, so it turns out that these women weren't able to go back to their husbands. By the Bnei Eli not allowing the women to be with their husbands, it's Malalei Makos of Kilu Shchavim, it's some level of Leisinuf, it's some form of Gilei Arayis, and that's why Chazal said, Asher Yishkavon. But the Gemara says, either way, even if it's not meant to be taken literally, but the Pasuk does describe it as Gilei Arayis, which means there was Gilei Arayis, and if there was Gilei Arayis, that's the first reason Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed. Bizayin Kachim. Where do you see it in Bizayin Kachim? So the Gemara is going to bring several psukim now in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis. The Pasuk says, Gam biterem yaktirun asachelev. Uba nar hakoyim, va'amal ish hazevecht, na basa litzleis lakoyim. So the pasuk is describing the scene that took place in Mishkan Shiloh. So Yid comes and he has to bring a carbon, and every carbon had some of its meat that had to be brought on the Mizbeach. There was a mitzvah of Akhtara, and some of the meat was eaten by the owner of the carbon, some of the meat was eaten by the Kehanim. So the scene that's being depicted here in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis is there's a carbon that's being brought by a Baal HaKarbon, this person that has an obligation to bring a carbon. And before the Baal HaKarbon was able to be makter, give Hashem his chelik, kaviyachal of the carbon, the Bnei Eli came and they said, we want our chelik. Now the halach is, first you do the haktara, and then afterwards the kehanim are oichlin. So the pasuk says, "Vayom elav ish kati yaktirim kayom hachelav." No, first we need to do the haktara. V'kach lecha kashet haven avshech. Then afterwards, I'll give you what you want. V'amar and Bnei Eli said, "Loi ki ato titein. I want you to give it to us now. V'em loy lo kachti b'chaska. And if you don't give it to me now, we're going to take it with strength." V'ayti chatas anorim gedolim oy. And the chet of the anorim was very, very big. Es pnei Hashem in the presence of Hashem ki niatzu hanoshem es minchas Hashem. And the pasuk clearly says, because they were defiling the mincha of Hashem, they were being mevaza the kachim. They wanted their chelik before the Eibishter was going to get his chelik. Regardless, this chazal deemed as being a chet of bizoyan kachim. These are psukim that the Bnei Eli committed gilui arayis on some level. Certainly bizoyan kachim, and that's what the Gemara means. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa, why was Shiloh destroyed? Because they had these two averes, gilui arayis. Ubizayin Kachem, says the Gemara. So we mentioned why Shiloh was destroyed. So now the Gemara is going to analyze why is it that the two Batei Mikdashim, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, was destroyed. Mikdash Rishon, Bnei Macharav. Why was the first Pesach Mikdash destroyed? Bnei Shloish Shadvarim Shayiba. It's because of the three Averis that the Yidden had committed in the times of the first Pesach Mikdash. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Veshvichas Dam. Avodah Zarah, how do you know that there was Avodah Zarah during Bayis Rishon? D'chsev, it's a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says, Ki Katzar Hamatzah Mihistoreya, Vahamaseicha Tzara, Kihiskanis, says the Gemara. What does it mean literally? Kikatzar amatza mistareya. The couch, the bed is so small. It's katzar mistareya. You can't stretch. The hamasecha, and that's the idol, is tzara kihiskanis. It's a tzara. It's somehow acting as a tzara, as the other wife. Kaviyachol. So the Gemara says, what does this all mean on a deeper level? My katzar hamatza mistareya. I'm Rabbi Yonis. Rabbi Yonis says, katzar matza zem mistareya olav shnei reim keechad. The bed is too small for two people, two friends, to be there at the same time. And Rashi says this is talking specifically about the tzelem, the avodah zarah, that Menashe, the king, had erected inside the heichal. So Menashe put a tzelem in the heichal. That's the highest form of avodah zarah. And that's what this pasuk means. That's what Yeshaya Novi was talking about. When he said, Ki katzar hamatza mehistareya, he says, the bed, referring to the heichal, it's too small for two reyim. Kaviyachol. It's too small for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this tzelem that was put here by Menashe. V'amaseicha tzara kiskanes. What does that mean? Amar Rav Shulman Achmedi, Kimat Rav Yonis and Laikra Bachim. Amazing, we'll come to this pasuk, we'd cry. Amar, you'd say, Man dechsev, regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it says, Koines kaneid mehayam. Hashem takes all the mehayam, and he can bring it together like a nade. He can make it, bring it together like a mound. Nasnoi masecha tzara. So a masecha is going to be a tzara. But the point is, from Yeshaya Novi's pasuk, ki katzar hamatza mistareya, which is a reference to Menashe, who was my mitzelim behechel. You see clearly that during the first base hamikdash, there was avodah zarah. Gilarayis, how do you know there was gilarayis? The chesed pasuk says, "Vayoyim Rashen yanki dravu b'netzim v'teilachnu tuyes garoim u'mesakrei sinoyim holich v'tofif teilachnu ragleim ta'kasna." The Gemara explains, "Yanki dravu b'netzim." What's that referring to? Shoyim mahalchois. Arucha bitzad k'tzor. This is a pasuk also in Yeshaya. Yeshaya Paragimel. So tall women would walk next to short women. And the reason is because the taller women wanted to make themselves look taller by way of contrast. For a nyone gili arayis, v'teilachna netuyas garin shayim halchas b'kayim eskufa, they would walk standing very straight. Again, for a nyone gili arayis, u'mesakri senayim, davim malyun kuch le'ineim, they would put a lot of eye makeup on. Holoch v'tofoy v'teilachna, shayim halchas oke b'tzad goydol, they would walk very, very slowly. Again, so like this, people would notice them. U'bragleim ta'kasn amrav yitzchok shayim avias marva farsaman, they would bring different perfumes, u'manichas b'man aleim, they would put it inside their shoes, umahalchois b'shuke Yerushalayim, the bachet, they would walk in the shuke Yerushalayim, k'shemagiyas eitz b'churei Yisrael, and when they would come to the b'churei Yisrael, boyatois b'karka, they would kick into the ground, again the bach, umatizois aleim, and it would cause the scent of the perfume to go into these bachrim, umachnisim behem yetzahara ke'eres b'kos, and it would literally penetrate their souls like the like the poison of a snake. But the point is, you see clearly, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that very descriptively talks about the Gilui Arayos that was going on by the Bnei Sin. Shvichas Damim. How do you know there was Shvichas Damim? So that's a pasuk in Melachim Beis. The pasuk says, "Vegam Dam Naki Shafach Menashe Harbe Ma'od." Menashe didn't just commit Shvichas Damim, but Harbe Ma'od Adash Mile Yes Yerushalayim Pelepe, until literally Yerushalayim was filled. Pelepe, either way, clearly, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. Avol, says the Gemara, Mikdash Sheni, as it relates to the second base of Mikdash, Shayo Oiskim B'Torah U'B'Mitzvahs U'B'Gemilos Chasadim. There was Torah, they did mitzvahs, and there was Gemilos Chasadim. Neimacharav. Why was it destroyed? So the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Shiloh was destroyed, Gilui Arayos, and Bezayin Kachin. But why was the second base of Mikdash destroyed? And the Gemara prefaces its question in a very interesting way. It doesn't say Mikdash Sheni where there was no Gilui Arayos and Bezayin Kachin. It doesn't say Mikdash Sheni where there was no Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Mikdash Sheni where there was Torah, there was mitzvahs, and there was Gemilos Chasadim. Why was it destroyed? Says the Gemara, Bepnei Shehoisa by Sinas Chinam. Because there was Sinas Chinam, which is fascinating. There was Gemilos Chasadim, but there was Sinas Chinam. L'lamedcha, Sheshkula Sinas Chinam Keneged Shalosh Averis. You know what you see from here? That Sinas Chinam is shakal. It's equal to the three Averis. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Says the Gemara, Rishon Hayu. So there's issues here with the Gersais. So Pashit, this Gemara that we're about to read is referring back to Bayis Rishon. The Yidden during Bayis Rishon were Rishon. Elishatolo B'tchenim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, they had B'tochen in Hashem. Also in Mikdash Rishon, that's referring to Mikdash Rishon, like we said, the Pasuk says, Roshel B'shoichad Yishpoitu, V'koyaneh B'mchir Yoyru, this is a pasuk in Micha, again describing Bayis Rishon. So Pashit, the pasuk is a good thing, right? They did a lot of averus during Bayis Rishon, but at the same time, they had betochen and they never lost focus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Others say just the opposite. They did all the averus in the world and they had betochen. I can do whatever I want. Because at the end of the day, what's Hashem going to do to me anyways? But regardless, says the Gemara, that it was because of these three averos that the Yidden did during Bayis Rishon, Roshel B'Shoichad Yishpoitu, Koyaneh B'Mchir Yoyru, Unviyeh B'Kesem Yiksoimu, corruption on the highest level, Leficha Chevi Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalosh Gzeres, Kineged Shalosh Averos of Yadam. So Hashem brought three Gzeres that corresponded to these three averos. And Emma, what's the Makar to three Gzeres? Lochein, Beglalchem Tzion, Sadat Ticharesh, Tzion is going to be plowed like a field, V'Yerushalayim Iyantia, Yerushalayim is going to turn into ruins, V'Harabayis L'mam Yisya, and the Harabayis is going to be like a forest. Which is interesting because the Gemara just gave now Agav, another reason, seemingly, for Churban Bayis Rishon. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. And then the Gemara threw in this pasuk in Micha, Roshel B'Shoichad Yishpoitu, the leaders took Shoichad, they took bribes, Koyaneh B'Mchir Yoyru, a Koyan with Paskin Ashayla for a few shekels, Unviyeh B'Kesem Yiksoimu. You can even get a Navi to tell you something that you wanted to hear if you were willing to pay for it. So you have Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and then there's this corruption which seemed to beget three specific klolos, Tzion, Sadat, Yicharesh, Yerushalayim, Iyantia, and Harabayis, Lebomais, Yar. Mikdash Rishon, Freit, the Gemara, Lohav, Basin, Aschino. So we seem to be contrasting the first base HaMikdash and the second base HaMikdash. The first base HaMikdash, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. The second base HaMikdash, Sin Aschino. It sounds like during the first base of Mikdash, there was no Sinas Chinam. And during the second base of Mikdash, there was no Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. So the Gemara says, during the first base of Mikdash, there was no Sinas Chinam, but if there's another pasuk, and this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Megure el cherev hoyu es ami, lochein tzfoik el yorek. What does this all mean? Now, what's important is that this is Yecheskel talking and describing what happened during the first base of Mikdash. So the Gemara says, "Vam Rabbi Loza." Rabbi Loza said, "Elu bnei Adam." It's referring to people. Sho'eichlam v'sho'isim zem zeh, where they would eat and they would drink together. But the doikrin zeh zeh becharvais l'pshad l'shaynim. But they would stab each other in the back, not with knives, not with spears, but with the charovish l'shaynim, with their mouth, with their tongue, behind their friend, quote-unquote's back, they would talk not nice about them. And that's what this pasuk is referring to. Now, if they spoke Lashon Hara, sounds like there was Sinas Chinam. It's afraid to Gemara, you're telling me during Bayis Rishon, there was no Sinas Chinam. Second base HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam. Bayis Rishon, no, that was a whole different deal. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. The pasuk in Yecheskel, the way Rabbi Loza teached it. So the Gemara says it's true. There was Lashon Hara, which means there was Sinas Chinam during Bayis Rishon. But Ahi ben Asiyah Yisrael Havai, it was only amongst the elitists The Hamoinam actually didn't speak Lashon Hara. Ironically, the Nesiya Yisrael, they were the ones that spoke Lashon Hara. We saw earlier that the Nesiya Yisrael were corrupt. Rasheh, B'Sheichad, Yishpaitu, etc. But it was amongst the Nesiya Yisrael. How do you know that? The beginning of that same Pasuk in Yechezkel. The part of the Pasuk the Gemara just quoted was the Seifa. Meguri al Cherev Hayu as Ami Lachin Tzvaik as Yarech is the second part of the Pasuk. The first part is Za'ak the Halel Ben Adam Ki Hi Hoysa Ba'ami He Bechol Nesiyeh Yisrael. So it mentions the Nesiyeh Yisrael and then Meguri al Cherev Hayu as Ami Lachin Tzvaik al Yarech. So the Gemara says it's true that it existed but only amongst the Nesiyeh Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara brings the Drasha. V'tanya it's a Braisa. It says Ak the Halel Ben Adam Yochel HaKoyel. You would have thought this Pasuk is describing all the Yidinah. Talmud Loimar, he, Mechon Nesiyah Yisrael. It was only true from the Nesiyah Yisrael. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Dami Travayim. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar both said. So Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan. When you think of a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, the first name that comes to mind is Rish Lakish. The second name that should come to mind is Rabbi Lazar. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi and Talmud, the Amri Chavayu, they both said, Rishoinim Sheneskalu Avoinim Neskalu Kitzam. The Rishoinim, meaning the Yidden that lived during Bayis Rishoin, the Averis that they did was Begoloi, Avoy the Zoro, these are things that are very hard to hide. As a result, because that Averis were done before Hesio, Niskala Kitzam, so their Kate, meaning when the Golas was going to come to an end, was Niskala to them as well. The first Golas, the Golas that was the reaction to Churban Bayis Rishoin, was Golas Bavel. It was 70 years. There were Nevuahs from Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, the Nevi'im had already foretold that if Niyidin didn't do tshuva, the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed and there would be a galus for 70 years. So because the Averis won a scala, so Kitzam was also in a scala. But Achroinim Shalom in a scala Avoinam. But the Yidden that lived during the second Beis HaMikdash who did Averis and their Averis were not in a scala. Why were they not in a scala? Rashi says, Risham Hoyu Beseser. They were Risham Beseser. That's the Gemara we just said. Elu Bnei Adam Sha'oichon V'shoisim Zem Zeh V'doikrin Zeh Zeh B'charov V'shav L'shoinim. It was like behind their back. The way this all happened was still ahead. No. Outwardly, everybody was very balabatish, but it was all happening when nobody was looking. Also, it was all done besesin, besides sinas chinam. Sin is something that a person has in his heart. So this was really something that was taking place besesir. It's for that reason, lo neskala kitzam. They weren't told when it was going to come to an end. And the truth is, lo neskala kitzam is a klala. Because the Yidden knew once that the Golas, they had a date. They were able to circle the calendar 70 years. We'll make it through Megeres Adarich. Machin, and then eventually there's going to be a Gula. But we're living in a Golas right now where it's Loi Neskala Kitzam, and that makes it a little bit harder. So because the first were Neskala Avoinim was Neskala Kitzam, Achroinim Shloi Neskala Avoinim, Loi Neskala Kitzam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan had said, more about comparing and contrasting Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So he said, Toiva Tziparnin Shal Rishon, Mikreisin Shal Achroinim. The nails, like the fingernail of the Rishonim was greater than the Boich of the Achroinim. Meaning the little tiny etzpektano of the Rishonim was greater than a lot of quantity of the Achroinim. Big Yeridus Adairus. I'm like Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, Adarava. I'd see it differently. Achroinim Adifi. I think the Achroinim are better. Because Afagaf the Ikos Shibun Malchias Ka'aska Betayra. It's true. Maybe the Achroinim didn't accomplish as much as the Rishonim did. But they had it harder. And despite the fact that it was harder, they learned Torah. It's clear during Bayis Sheni there was Torah. We're going to have to talk about that another day. But the point is that Rish Lakish said, you want to know who reached higher Madregas? The Rishonim. But I actually think the Achroinim are in a higher Madrega because they have to go through more. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Amale. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to Rish Lakish. He says, I hear what you're saying, Rish Lakish, but at the end of the day, I have proof that I'm right. He said, Bira Teichiach. Look at the Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The first Beis HaMikdash came back. The second Beis HaMikdash didn't come back. So he said, Bira Teichiach, Shechazr l'Rishayim, v'lechazr l'Achroinim. It came back for the Rishayim, not for the Achroinim. What does that mean? Must be the Rishayim weren't as bad as the Achroinim. The Achroinim, we never got the Beis HaMikdash bad. Vice versa, we were doing much worse averus. The Rishayim got the Beis HaMikdash back. That must be a sign that they were in a higher Madrega. Says the Gemara on that note. Shalu es Rebbe Lazar. They once asked Rebbe Lazar, Rishayim Gedolim Achroinim, who is bigger? The Rishayim or the Achroinim? Amalami told him, Tumei Deichem the beer. Look at the Beis HaMikdash. Ikanami. Some say Amalami Deichem beer. The Eidos is the beer. It's all the same difference. The point is that there seems to have been some raya, what we know as Bira Toichiach. The Beis HaMikdash is a raya, it's a vice, that the Rishonim couldn't have been as bad as the Achronim. Because the Rishonim, as much as their Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they got a Beis HaMikdash back. The Achronim never got a Beis HaMikdash back. Now the truth is that what Chazal is saying needs to be understood within the framework of what we spoke about in yesterday's introduction to today's daf. And that is that it's true the Rishonim got the Beis HaMikdash back, but it wasn't the same Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed. This wasn't an equal replacement. The Beis HaMikdash that was charev by Nebuchadnezzar was not the same Beis HaMikdash that was built by Daryavesh and Koresh and Ezra and Nehemiah. It wasn't an equal replacement, but at the same time, they got a Beis HaMikdash back. They were able to be mekayim the mitzvah v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicha. The Yidden were able to bring karbanos. They were able to bring the carbon Pesach. They were able to bring a carbon Toid if they felt they wanted to. They were able to bring a chatashmein if that's what was warranted. At the end of the day, the Yidden were able to be other regal. They had mitzvahs. They did get a Beis HaMikdash back, as opposed to the Achroinim that did not get the Beis HaMikdash back. Zok to Gemara. This next Gemara is another classic Shabbat classic. Reish Lakish have a sachi b'yardana. Reish Lakish was once swimming in the Yarden. This is after Reish Lakish was the great Reish Lakish already. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Bachana came, Yov Le Yoda. He gave him a hand. He wanted to help him out. Amalei. So Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Bar Bachana, who's giving him a helping hand, and he tells him, quote, Elikos Anino Lachu. He says, you know, Hashem hates you. D'chsev. Because the Pasuk says, Im Choymahi Nivna Le Tiras Kosef. Vindelesi Notzer Aleh Luach Eres. This is a pasuk in Cherashim. See, Reb Shlokish explained the pasuk. He said, let me tell you what the pasuk means. Imasisim Asachem Kechoyma. Had you made yourself like a wall, Va'alisim Kulchem Imei Ezra, and when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, you would have all gone, all the Yidden living around the world would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, Nimshaltim Kekesef, Shein Rekav Shoilot Boy. Then you would be considered like Kesef. Kesef is silver, it doesn't erode, it doesn't go bad. But now that you didn't go up like a chayma, you didn't go up like a wall, rather you went up like doors, right? What's the difference between a wall and a door? A wall is completely closed off. A door, you can open it, you can close it. It's less stark, is nimshaltim te'eres. So you compare it to cedar, sharek of sholotboy, that is able to go bad. My eres, which type of eres? Amar ula, so ula said specifically sasmagur. My sasmagur, amar rababa, rababa said basko. It's referring to an eres, the Yidden during Bayit Sheni. We'll explain this in a minute. We're like a cedar, but what type of cedar? The cedar that even though it withers at some point, but a little bit remains, and that was symbolized during Bayit Sheni, where there was no Nevi'im, but at the same time, they had a little something. At the very least, they did have a baskel. So what's going on over here? Reish Lakish is swimming in the Yarden, and Rabbi Bar Bachana sees him. So he goes to him and he says, Reish Lakish, Maron, can I give you a hand? And Reish Lakish didn't give him his hand. Instead, Reish Lakish turned to him and he said, Hashem hates you. Why? He says, a pasuk in Shir Hashir. Rabbi Bar Bachana lived in Bavel. Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael together with his Rebbe, the great Rabbi Yochanan. And he turns to Rabbi Bar Bachana and he says, I know you have yeshivas and you're all steiging above them. But he said, at the same time, do you realize that way back when Ezra HaSoifer, I mean, this was already a story that happened 600-700 years earlier, but when Ezra HaSoifer came up in the beginning of Bayit Sheni and the Yidden were given permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, most Yidden didn't go, like the Abarbanel speaks out in a bunch of places. Most Yidden stayed home. In fact, the exact number in the beginning of Sefer Ezra is 42,360 Yidden. That's how many Jews went up to Eretz Yisrael. Imagine that. You have an opportunity to go back to Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash and the Yidden don't want to go. For whatever reason, then not going. So Reish Lakish turned to Rabbi Bar Bachana and he says, you know, the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't like the first Beis HaMikdash. He told them over the Abarbanels. He told them over all the differences. It was a Mikdash Ma'at. That's what it was. It wasn't more than that. But he says, it was only because of you. It's very, very sharp. He said it was because of you. The reason it never became the real Beis HaMikdash is because the Yidden decided that they didn't want it to be the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning it was an Eis Ratzon. The second Beis HaMikdash, Reish Lakish told Rabbi Bar Bachana, could have been the real Beis HaMikdash. But you know what happened? The Yidden chose not to answer the call. And it was because of that it never became the right Beis HaMikdash. Had the Yidden gone kechoyma, he told him. Had they gone like a wall, had the Yidden gone and they would have fortified the land, they would have all been there. Said Reish Lakish, they would have been nimshal kekesef. They would have been like silver. They would have been like something she'ein harekev shoylet boy. But because not all the Yidden went, they came with this flimsy group of people, 42,000 some odd Yidden. So they were nimshal kedeles. Therefore, they ended up being like Erez. And he said, that's why the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't the first Beis HaMikdash. What's the greatest muscle for that? There was no Shechina. There was no Aron, right? There was no Shechina during Bayit Sheni. He said, therefore, there was no Shechina. However, should know epishchina there was. It was like sasmager. Sasmager, even after it withers, there's a little bit something. There's a klipa. There was a klipa of nevuah. How do you know there was a klipa of nevuah? Oh, because mishemesim to be a machroinim, chnag yisrael malachi, nistal keruach hakodesh miyisrael, but vadayin hoy mishtamshim bavaskal. There was a baskal. Epis, a klipa of ruach hakodesh, a klipa of nevuah, that there was. A fascinating one. It's pashup shayin in the Gemara. So that's this exchange, this encounter between Rabbi Bar Bachana and Reish Lakish. But the Gemara says that before we comment on what Reish Lakish said, before the substance of what Reish Lakish said, the Gemara has a technical difficulty. Reish Lakish, Mishloi, Bahadur, Rabbi Bar Bachana. This story could have never happened. Like sometimes you hear a story, you know it couldn't have happened. It couldn't have happened, the Gemara says. There's a problem with this narrative. You know why? Reish Lakish could not have had a conversation with Rabbi Bar Bachana. Why? Because Ma Rabbi Loza, Ma Dach Rabbi Loza, the Morad Ari Yisrael Hava, Ezgevein, the Morad Ari Yisrael. He was the God of Ador in Eretz Yisrael. From Lihabim Mishab Reish Lakish Badei. And we know Reish Lakish would not talk to Rabbi Loza. Why wouldn't he talk to him? So the Gemara explains, because the man the Mishloi Reish Lakish Badei Bishnuk, if somebody saw Reish Lakish talking to somebody in the street, they assume that this person Reish Lakish is talking to must be a Shayna Yid, right? Must be very chashid. Why would Reish Lakish be talking to him otherwise? And so much so, Yavalei Iska B'lei Sahadi. People would give this person money to invest. They wouldn't need any documents. They wouldn't need Aiden. They would say, no, I trust you. Don't worry. They don't even need the back of an envelope. He said, everything is perfect, right? Everything is fine. And for that reason, Reish Lakish used to refrain from talking to people because he didn't want to be machshel that someone's going to now give this person iska b'lei sahadi, and then the person's going to deny it, and it's going to end up being a big issue. We're going to talk about this. So he used to dafka not talk to people, but Ad kedekach Rabbi Loza, Mara the Ari Yisrael, he wouldn't speak to a rabbi. But had the Rabbi Bar Bachana Mishtoi? So when he speak to Rabbi Bar Bachana, if Reish Lakish wouldn't talk to Rabbi Loza, right, in the spirit of comparing and contrasting, so if Reish Lakish wouldn't speak to Rabbi Loza, you think he would speak to Rabbi Bar Bachana? So the story couldn't have happened. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, I hear. Shadi Gavin Beinayo, you have to change the names a little bit. Oh, Reish Lakish Hava Ve'Ziri. Either the story happened between Reish Lakish and Ziri. Oy, Rabbi Bar Bachana have of Rabbi Lazar, or it happened between Rabbi Bar Bachana and Rabbi Lazar, but Enochinami, based on this Kal V'Chaymer, that if Reish Lakish wouldn't talk to Rabbi Lazar, for sure he wouldn't have spoken to Rabbi Bar Bachana. It doesn't mean the substance of the story needs to change, but it means that some of the names have to change. So the Gemara says, Ki Yasa L'Kami D'Rabbi Yochanan. So after this whole story happened between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Bar Bachana, Zeiri, exactly what the story was, so he came to Rabbi Yochanan. So and he tells him over what happened. Bottom Rashi. Rav Shimon ben Lakish l'kami de Rabbi Yochanan v'siper le'kacha marti lo'y l'ploini. Agishmaki Rashi. So Reish Lakish comes to Rabbi Yochanan and he tells him, Maisa shahaya kachaya kach amarti lo'y l'ploini. This is what I told Ploini. He said, Rebbe, do you agree with me? Are we on the same page? Do you agree that the reason the second Beis HaMikdash was never the first Beis HaMikdash is not because it couldn't have been? It could have been. Had the Yidden all gone to Eretz Yisrael, then it would have happened. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, no, I disagree. He said, Lav hainu taimo, because inami sliki kulu b'mei Ezra. Even had all the Yidden gone to Eretz Yisrael in the times of Ezra, have Yishai Yishchina b'mikdasheni. If it wouldn't have been Shchina at the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Chziv, and Rabbi Yochanan said, I know from a pasuk. It says, Yaftal l'kim l'yefes, v'yishkoin ba'ohal le'shem. After the Kimli Yefes, there's going to be Yoifi from Yefes. The Persians, who were descendants of Yefes, built the second Beis HaMikdash. And that Beis HaMikdash was Yoifi. In fact, Godol Yeh covered Bayis HaAchrim in Arishon. In fact, Kol Shalai Rabbeis heard this, never saw Binyan Yafim Yomav. There's no question that there would be Yoifi in the house of Yefes. But Ainsh Ashchina Shaira Elo Baal Eshein. But the Shechina would only be Shaira in the Beis HaMikdash that would be built by the descendant of Shem, and that's Shlomo HaMelech, who came from Shem Bein Noach. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I disagree. Why? I don't think that's the reason. Even had all the Yidden be oil in the times of Ezra, still the Shechina would not have been Shaira in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, this is just another knesh to the raid that we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf, and that is a fundamental machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in terms of whether Bayis Sheni had the potential to be Bayis Rishon or not. It wasn't Bayis Rishon. The five things that were lacking, like the Gemara says in Yuma Chafal from the Beis, the epic quotes that we mentioned yesterday from the Abar Benel, Lo Yhoya Elo Mikdash Ma'at Ke'echol Mibati Knesiyos Asher Begolos, Ki'ilu Toymar Beitar Oy Alexandria Vesulasa. Very, very sharp. But the point is, Bayis Sheni never really was Bayis Rishon. fulfill the mitzvah of Asli Mikdash, we're able to bring karbanis, but the most integral parts of what makes something a Beis HaMikdash, the Aron, the Shechina, those were things that were lacking. The question was, could that have been avoided? Was there an Eis Ratzon in the beginning of Bayis Sheni where had the Yidden maybe done things differently, maybe Bayis Sheni really would have been the replacement of Bayis Rishon? The answer is, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it was impossible. Bayis Sheni was destined to be what it was. It could have never been more than that. And the reason is, because it was built by Koresh, and Yafta Likim Liyefes, the Yishkoin Baal Leishen, Reish Lakish argued. Reish Lakish said that no, the Yidden had an opportunity. And even after Koresh built it, the Yidden could have gone, and they could have been Oilo, and had the Yidden arrived, that in and of itself would have been an opportunity for Bayis Sheni to have been Bayis Rishon. They didn't, and Reish Lakish held that there's a taina on all the Yidden that were living in Chutz La'aretz that they didn't take advantage of this Eis Ratzon, so much so, Il Mali Mikra Amra, we can never say this, but Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Bar Brachana and he tells him, Elokos Enin Lachu. Lachu is a Lashon Rabbi, not just you, you and the whole Chevra that remained in Bavel, major tainas. This is what Reish Lakish told Rabbi Bar Brachana. So two ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf, and Ezra Hashem will continue with raid on today's daf into tomorrow's daf. It's impossible to even begin to tackle all this. Al regalachas. The Gemara in Mesechtes Brachas Daf Talon Amar Aleph says as follows: Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzukonisa. It's a pasuk that we say every day in Oz Yashar. So Moshe Rabbeinu sang Shira after Kriyas Yamsuf, and he said, Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzukonisa. So he's clearly describing Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, that the Yidden are going to cross over the Yarden, and they're going to enter Eretz Yisrael. And he mentioned it twice. Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzukonisa. So the Gemara, Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem Zubi Rishon, Ad Yaver Amzukonisa Zubi Shneya. The reason it's Ad Yaver is because Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Nevuah that the Yidden would enter Eretz Yisrael twice. The Yidden would enter Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, build a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Yidden would enter Eretz Yisrael again in the times of Ezra. There would be Golas Bavel, and then there would be a second Ad Yaver. But the Gemara says that the two Ad Yavers are juxtaposed. They're mentioned together in the same pasuk, as if we have a hekesh between the first Ad Yaver and the second Ad Yaver. We have a hekesh between the Bia Rishonu and a hekesh between the Bia Shneim. Mikan Amru Chachamim. It's from here that the Chachamim said, Ru'uyim Hoy Yisrael Li'osis Lahem Nesbi Me'Ezra. Really, the Yidden could have had miracles like they had in the times of Ezra. Kinderech Shenasu Lahem Yimei Yeshua Benun. Just like they had miracles in the times of Yeshua Benun. Ela Shegara Machet. But the reason it didn't happen was because they did Averis. Meaning, really, Bayis Sheni could have had Nisan the same way Bayis Rishon had. The reason it didn't play out that way is because they did Averis. Said the Marsha, an hour Gemara, Chedushi HaGadus Yuma Daf Tes Amaveis. What's this Chet that the Yidden did? And what were the Nisan that the Yidden could have had that ultimately they didn't have? So he says, the rest of the story is Yuma Daf Tes Amid Beis. He said, the Yidden did an Avera. The Avera they did was what Reish Lakish told Rabbi Bar Brachana. They weren't Oyla Kechayma. They didn't go up. And the Yidden did not answer the call of Koresh and then Ezra. And during all the years that there was a second Beis HaMikdash, for whatever reason, Roiv of the Yidden were living in Chutz La'aretz. And they decided that they weren't going into Eretz Yisrael. That was the Chet. And because of that, what Nisan didn't they have? They didn't have the Shechina. They weren't zeichah to all the miracles and all the Shalai Kederach HaTeva that took place during Bayis Rishon. That was something that they didn't have Bayis Sheni. So says the Marsha, you want to know Pshan in this Gemara, Brachas Taf Talon, I'm an Aleph, that there were two times the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, which is a reference really to the two Bati Mikdashim. There was the Bia Rishon and the Bia Shniya, and they were completely different. They were fundamentally different. Bayis Rishon was Lechod, and Bayis Sheni was Lechod, and really they could have been the same. Meaning Bayis Sheni could have been on the level. It couldn't have been on the Madrega of Bayis Rishon. Why wasn't it? Because of an Avera. What Avera did the Yidden do? What's this specific Avera that the Gemara is zoning in on in Brachas Daf Talon Amar Aleph? This is the rest of the story. It's Yuma Daf Tes Amar Beis, the fact that the Yidden weren't Oyva Kechayma, Remeir Simcha, in a classic Meshach Chachma. It's a one-liner in a much broader piece that we've spoken about many times in the past. It's in Parshas Beshalach. It's from this pasuk, Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzukonisa. So one line that's Nogei in Yonenu. Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem is Bia Rishonu. Ad Yaver Amzukonisa, that's Bia Shniya. Zakr Meir Simcha, it's Meduyik Kimin Chaymer. Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem by Bia Rishonu. Bia Rishonu, we mention Amcha Hashem. Because Bir Rishayna, the Yidden, had this connection with the Shechina. The Shechina was Shaira. You had the Aaron. There was a Vinayadati Lecha. So Klal Yisrael won the Medjregov Amcha Hashem. So Adiyavar Amcha Hashem, that's the first base on Mikdash. Adiyavar Amzu Kanisa, the second base on Mikdash, there was no Shechina. And because there was no Shechina, it's not Amcha Hashem. Poshim Shana the Pasik. So it says Rameh Simcha, Adiyavar Amcha Hashem is referring to the first base on Mikdash. Adiyavar Amzu Kanisa is referring to the second base on Mikdash. It's beautiful, says Rameh Simcha. Why? By the first base on Mikdash, we mention Hashem. By the second base Hamikdash, we don't mention Hashem. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is the Gemara says that the first base Hamikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah Gilui Raya Shlichus Damim. The second base Hamikdash, says the Gemara, show you Oiskim B'Tayra U B'Mitzvos U Gemilos Chasadim Ibnei Macharav. Why was it destroyed? Says the Gemara, Ibnei Shehoisav Sinas Chinam. It was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Lamed is coming to teach us Sheshkula Sinas Chinam Kineged Shalosh Averis Avodah Zarah Gilui Raya Shlichus Damim. So the second base Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Chafetz Chaim, in his Akdama to the Sefer, Chafetz Chaim says that even though Chazal said that the reason the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam, but really that's not the ultimate reason it was destroyed. But rather the ultimate reason that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed is because the Yidden spoke Lashon Hara. And it was because of the Chet of Lashon Hara that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It says the Chafetz Chaim, if it was because of the Chet of Lashon Hara, then why did Chazal say Sinas Chinam? It's not Sinas Chinam, it's Lashon Hara. He says it's because what caused this, the Lashon Hara? It was Sinas Chinam. Yidden felt Sinas Chinam towards other Yidden. As a result, they didn't care for them very much. To the contrary, there was Nishfaginning, there was Kinna, and there were Midas Rois that ultimately led to Lashon Hara. But says the Chafetz Chaim, you want to know what caused the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't Sinas Chinam. Had it stopped at Sinas Chinam, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. It was because the Sinas Chinam led to Lashon Hara, and Lashon Hara's ultimately, says the Chafetz Chaim, what caused the second Beis HaMikdash to destroy. Just to read some of L'shoinoi HaKadosh V'Atar V'Hazom Shel HaChafetz Chaim. He says, Ach, L'besoif Yimei Bayesheni, Gavra Sinas Chinam V'Lashon Hara Beinenu. At the end of Bayesheni, Sinas Chinam started really intensifying. And there was a lot of Lashon Hara. V'Avoy Neisenu Horabim. U'Bavru Zen Nechra V'Bayes. It was because of that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'Golino Me'artzenu. K'di Isu B'Yuma Davtesam Adeis. U'B'Yerushal Me'Yuma Perek Aleph Halach. And Hagam Shev the Gemara not the Sinas Chinam. Even though the Gemara says that the reason the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed was Sinas Chinam, Hakavana Hu Al Lashon Hara Gam Ken. The Kavana is also on Lashon Hara She Yoytzeis Mitzad Atzina, which was really the result. It was the manifestation of the feelings of Sinah. The Ilav Hachi says the Chafetz Chaim, because had the Yidden not spoke Lashon Hara, Lo Yehoyu Nenoshin Kol Kach, they wouldn't have been punished so badly. Had it only been Sinas Chinam, there wouldn't have been a Churban. The reason there was a Churban is because there was Sinas Chinam, yeah? But Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara. V'hainu, and that's Pshat in the Gemara, the Siyam Shom, Awadaf, V'lamedcha Shekosha Sinas Chinam, Kineged, Avoydazor Gila Raya Shvichas Domen. Says the Chafetz Chaim, where do you find Sinas Chinam as Shokol to Avoydazor Gila Raya Shvichas Domen? Nowhere. There's no such thing. It's not Emes. That Sinas Chinam is so Shokol. You know where you find this? By Lashon Hara. Zematzinu be'erich in gabe Lashon Hara. That you find that just like Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, Lashon Hara is keneged kulam. So he says, if the oisfir was that it's shakul, davera bayesheni, tavoy dezar gilorai shvichzom, it can't be it was simply sinas chinam. It must be it was the chet aloshen. Because by Lashon Hara you find it. There you find that Lashon Hara is equal tavoy dezar gilorai shvichzom damen. And he says, besides, v'oid migufa deshmaita deyuma muchach kamoisha kasam. Again, this Chafetz Chaim is mamish learning up today's daf. He says, from the Gemara minei ubey it's muchach that way. Mid the paruch sham, the Gemara says, ubemikdash rishon, there was no sinas chinam. And what is the Gemara's raya that there was sinas chinam? Because they used to be oichel v'shoysel zems, eh? V'doikren es chavei reyem ayin shom. The raya of Sinas Chinam was Lashon Hara. Behind their back, the Gemara says, b'charav yishabil shoynam. The Gemara invokes Lashon Hara. He says, because that's the vart. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it was really Lashon Hara. It was Sinas Chinam at its core. The root of it was Sinas Chinam. But really, that's what happened. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that if we understand that the reason the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam that led to Lashon Hara. But ultimately, it was that veira of Lashon Hara that sealed the faith of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's poshet that it's impossible that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt unless we correct the problem. It's just not possible. If somebody takes something away from you and you plead to have it back, at the very minimum, you have to make some conscious effort and be able to provide some level of confidence that that thing that caused the Beis Hamikdash to be taken away has been corrected. Because otherwise, this is a chuk of a tlula. We're wasting our time. So the Chafetz Chaim says that we daven, filu shalayim mircha berachim and toshuv. We daven, esemach tov in neheiris atzmiach. We daven, esachazenu, inenu, beshuvcha, letziyim berachim. He says, but the problem is we're speaking Lashon Hara at the same time. So it's impossible. It's just not possible. It doesn't make any sense. So he says, logically, there's no way for the Beis Hamikdash to come back unless the Yidden make a conscious effort to work on Lashon Hara. And he says that the root of Lashon Hara is Sinas Chinam. So really, we have to start from the beginning. We have to start from Bereishis. We have to work on not having feelings of Sinas Chinam towards other Yidden. And from there, we'll be able to fix and really steig in the area of Shmiras HaLoshin, and then says the Chafetz Chaim will be Zoichna, the Bias Gayot Tzedek. But he says, without fixing the problem, if you think about it for 10 seconds, it's irrational to think that anything could change. So says the Chafetz Chaim, this is the first reason, and the Chafetz Chaim lists many others, but this is the first, most obvious and basic reason, says the Chafetz Chaim, why Yidden need to work on Shmiras HaLoshin, because we're in Golus, and at the end of the day, every Yidden, no matter who he is, wants to get out of Golus, and it's impossible for the Yidden to be able to get out of Golus, unless this is something that we're able to fix. But the emes is that this Chafetz Chaim that says that the real chet of Bayis Sheni was the chet of Shmir Saloshin, and this the Chazal said, Sinas Chinam, it's only because Sinas Chinam was at the root and the cause of the Lashon Hara. But really, ultimately, the fate was sealed because of Sinas Chinam, because of Lashon Hara. I found this in the writings of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is Mamish, Afachba, Vafachba, the Gulaba. And this idea that the Chafetz Chaim said so stark, this is Mamish, the opening paragraphs of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, is Merumis in the Chasam Sofer. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Roimi. Rome, Chazal said, were descendants of Esav, and they're the ones that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. First Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Romans. Said the Chasam Sofer, what's the Pshat? What's the Pnimius HaTorah? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says that the Gemara said, there's a Yalkut Shemoyne in Tehillim that says that who paid for the second Beis HaMikdash? Cost a lot of money. Where'd the money come from? So the money actually came from the Persian Empire. Where did the Persian Empire get all this money from? Meaning, how did they finance, on our behalf, the second Beis HaMikdash? So it's a Yalkut. The Yalkut said it came from the money of Haman. Haman HaRasha, the Venahapahu, who had amassed this incredible wealth, he was literally on top of the world, and then he was killed. So what happened to all his money? So it's a Yalkut. The Yalkut says, Tanu l'shloishachan lokim nechlak mamoyne shal Haman. Haman's estate was divided into three parts. Shlish l'Mardchai v'Esther. A third of it was given to Mardchai v'Esther. Shlish l'Amlei Torah. A third of it was given to Amlei Torah. Maybe that's a pshat in b'nei bonav shal Haman loibnim Torah b'nei brak, but for another day. V'shlish l'binyan beis hamikdash. And a third of it was given to the binyan beis hamikdash. So the Chasam Sofer says that the money of Haman was given to finance the beis hamikdash. What was the chet of Haman? Haman was a monster. I mean, Haman is Yimach Shemay V'Zichra. He wanted to annihilate the Jews. But says the Chasam Sofer, Chazal v'Megalatos in a place a little bit more about what the chet of Haman was. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Abedes. The Gemara says, quote, Haman HaRasha turns to Achashverosh and he said, Vayomer Haman lemelech Achashverosh, Yeshna yamecha mefuzer mefeir ben ahamim, b'chom medina es malchusecha, v'doseim shoynois mikolam, v'esdosei hamelech enam oisim, v'la melech ein shoyva lehanicha. Zokti gemar amar Rava, Rava said, leko diyoda lishna bishak Haman. There was no one in history that ever spoke Lashon Hara like Haman. He said, amaleh, Haman turns to Achashverosh and he says, nichlenu, I have an idea. It's called the final solution. Let's see if we can get rid of the Jewish people once and for all. Amale. Achashverosh's immediate reaction was, Mistafinim Eleikov, I'm afraid of their God. Achashverosh married into the family of Nebuchadnezzar. He was a student of history, and he doesn't always end so well when you start up with the Jews. So he said, I'm afraid. Amale. So he told you, have nothing to worry about. Yesh, yoshnu mina mitzvahs. Yeshno, yoshnu, zeh shlofen. They're not doing mitzvahs. If they're not doing mitzvahs, you don't have to worry. Amale. So he told, Isbu Rabbanon. This Rabbanon, Amalei Am Echad Hei. No, they're one nation. They're all on the same page. Even the rabbis are sleeping. He told Shema Toimar, Karchani Yosef and Malchuscha, you're going to say, oh, you have another reason why you don't want to do it. Meaning, now Haman's preempting Achashverosh's next argument. He says, maybe you don't want to do it because you don't want to have this huge gap. You're going to kill all the Jews. So you're going to have vacant land, and that can be not good. So he told them, Fuzorn and Bein Amin, they're all spread out. Shema Toim, Yisna Amin, hey. You're going to tell me you benefit from them, right? The Jews are good for business. They're good for the economy. He said, no, they're Mefurad. Them can pray the Zuda like a mule. She ain't Oisa Paris. Doesn't produce any. Shema Toim, you can tell me, Ikibidin Taminayu. Maybe we have a Medina from them at the very no, because Medina is Malchusecho with the same shyness Mikol. And the Gemara continues several lines, but here's the punchline. Amar Rava, Lekut the Yada Lishna Bisha Kahaman. There was no one that spoke Lashon Hara Kahaman. So the Chasam Sofer said the Yidden built the second base on Mikdash on the back of Haman. It was literally financed by Haman's money. Why did we have a schus to take Haman's money? Because Haman was a Baal Lashon Hara, and the Yidden were Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudin. The Yidden were Ba'achtis, because the Yidden didn't speak Lashon Hara. He says, you know what happened? Years later, like Chofetz Chaim says, the Yidden started speaking Lashon Hara. And you know what happened when the Yidden started speaking Lashon Hara? Raimi, who says the Chasam Sofer were descendants of Haman, took it back. And now it's theirs again. He says, that's why they got the Beis HaMikdash back. Dvarim Niflan in the Chasam Sofer. It's unbelievable. He says, that's the Oymek. That's the Pnimius of the Inyan. We built the second Beis HaMikdash on the backs of Paras Umadah. And the reason we had a Schus is because Lekaman the Yod, the Lishna Bisha Kahama. Because there was no one that ever spoke Lashon Hara like Haman. And as a result, this was something that we had a Schus to take. But the minute we started speaking Lashon Hara, then you know what? The joke's on us. Now we have no Schus in it any more than them. So what? Not a Vuchanetza, not some foreign country, but rather be Pnimius. And that's why Haman takes it back. Because now Haman says, now you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I'm getting back what was really meant. This was Haman's. It was his money. He has a right to take it back. And it was Taki, his chus to take it. And that's why says the Chasam Sofer, it was all because of Sinas Chinam. What does it mean, Sinas Chinam? Like the Chofetz Chaim says. It was all because of the chet of Lashon Hara. But just to end, and to really put this all together, you know, the Chafetz Chaim throughout his Sfarim, he talks, obviously, so much about Lashon Hara, right? Everybody knows that. But one line, Asher Nogeya L'Inyoneinu, and that is, this is all in the Hakdama to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He says, Ulevadze, after he makes his case for why people should be more careful with Lashon Hara, he says, he says, we all want bracha in our lives. It's something that we all want. But if we speak Lashon Hara, he says Lashon Hara stops, it gets in the way of bracha coming to us. Halo yeshal ze orim mefurish b'Torah. It says in the Torah, orim makarei eyu baseser. It says, Arr makarei eyu baseser. Shukoya Lashon Hara k'mesha pirish Rashi Shon. And Rashi says that that's what it's referring to. Ulevad shara arurim sh'yesham oyd al zeh. Kimavur l'kamam esay psicha. There's many other arurims as well. But this is a clear Arr. Arr makarei eyu baseser is referring to Lashon Hara. The Pasuk says that if someone speaks Lashon Hara, he's Arr. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, we all want bracha. So he says, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, how's he going to get bracha? The Torah paskin is Arr. So if the Torah paskin is Arr, where's the bracha going to come? Just me inyan le'inyan. This is in Sefer Shmiras Halashen. It's in Chelik Beis. It's in Perik Tes. He says, "Ube'emes lepela hu be'enai." Chofetz Chaim talking. It's a chiddush to me. Sheteva b'nei Adam lechapi skulois ubrachois me'anoshim gedolim latzlach al parnasa. He's talking specifically about parnasa, but it's lav dafka. He says people, they're always looking for skulis and for brachas, and people come and they go because everybody wants bracha. U'mayo ilu lehem kol haskulois va'brachas. It's a little strong, but he says, what are all the skulis and the brachas going to help? Im chas v'shalim who murgul. If he's someone that constantly speaks Lashon Hara and Rechilos, it says this didn't come from the mouth of a tzaddik. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of all the Yidden. So he says that, I don't understand. He says people, they run and they want brachas and everybody wants things. But at the end of the day, bracha can't penetrate a person's life in a proper way. If he's a Baal Lashon Hara, it says Arr, Makir Yehu B'Seser. The Torah is saying Arr. So where's the bracha going to come from? This is what Chofetz Chaim says. It's just to put this all together. Just to put this all together. So the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Chet of Sinas Chinam. So the Chofetz Chaim, that even though Chazal said Chinas Chinam, because Sinas Chinam was the cause. Really what it was about was Lashon Hara. And I think, you know, people work a lot. We all do on Lashon Hara. But Sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not successful. But the emes is that Lashon Hara is the symptom. It really starts, this is the Chafetz Chaim's psicha, it's today's daf. It really starts with Sinas Chinam. We have to work on Ahavas Chinam and Sinas Chinam and not hating people so much and not caring and really who cares and not being so judgmental and forgiving, Zolalev and Vaskai Techun, it doesn't affect you anyways. And it's not even such a shver avoid though. Just requires some explainingness. And through that, naturally you stop speaking less Lashon Hara. But really the cause Chazal told us in his chinam, even though it was Lashon Hara, because that's what we need to work on, Kinnereh. Because that's really where it all begins. That's really what the source of it is. But the point is that Chazal said in his chinam, it's really Lashon Hara, because really all the chumras and all the things that happen during Bayis Shenim, they make more sense, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you think in terms of Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim said that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, that really it's a bechin of, he's Arar, and he's a gather of Arar Makarayehu Beseser, and people want brachnis, and everybody wants brachnis, and he says, really, if a person, we want brachnis, and we want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we have to make sure we're not Arar, and we have to make sure that at the very least, we fix the problem that ultimately caused the second Beis HaMikdash. And then we found it in the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says that that's why the Beis HaMikdash was financed with the dime of Haman, but ultimately it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Because what was Haman's chet? And as soon as we started speaking Lashon Hara, Haman Raimi comes back and he takes the money together. So I was just thinking. So what was Haman's chet? What was Haman's chet? Haman's chet was the chet of Lashon Hara. What do we say on Purim? Chayiv inish lepsumei bepuria adla yada. Then Arar Haman Lubarach Martchan. We can understand that a little bit. Because a Baal Lashon Hara like Haman, he's Bechefza Arar. He's an Arar Haman. And really, our avoida is that we should be Zoicha to be not Arar Haman, but Baruch Martchai. And when we'll be Baruch Martchai, we'll be Zoicha to Binyan Bayis HaShlishi, then Herabi Yameinu Amen.